So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
You know, this podcast is going to be very short and brief. And I thought a lot about doing this. I actually had to record it several different times. Basically, what I wanted to do was just, I guess you could say, give some tips to the class of 2020. Stay tuned. Integrity. That's something that all seniors and everybody should have. Integrity. And our sponsor, Tar Heel Construction Group, has that in all the work that they do. Integrity, always. And they wish the class of 2020 a happy graduation and then a very successful life in whatever they do. That's Tar Heel Construction Group. Go to tarheelconstructiongroup.com or give them a call at 410-638-7021. If you need some roofing done, siding, chimney, whatever, anything exterior, give them a call and ask for Joe Ayler. Tell them Rich from Harford County Living sent you. Again, that's Tar Heel Construction Group, 410-638-7021, or go to tarheelconstructiongroup.com.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. My name is Christian Walker from Bel Air. Each week here on the Harford County Living podcast, you'll hear roundtable discussions and interviews with people that have ties to our favorite place, Harford County, Maryland. And you'll learn something new that will leave you wanting more. Without further ado, I'm going to pass it off to your host, your favorite podcaster, professional DJ, entrepreneur, and all-around nice guy, Rich Bennett. Take it away, Rich.
The class of 2020. My daughter's actually graduating high school, and two of my unofficially adopted daughters are as well. But this is the class that, what can you say? Definitely going to be known for, you know, throughout history, because they're the class whose graduation ceremonies got put on hold or have changed completely because of this pandemic. Now, the funny thing is, here's some strange facts about the class. You know, texting is actually older than both high school and college class of 2020. Believe it or not, even though they're doing it all the time, and I think they got it down pat, texting actually started around 1992, I believe. Pretty scary. Now, the funny thing is, everybody remembers the Ice Bucket Challenge and the Harlem Shake. You realize the high school class of 2020, they weren't even teenagers yet when this was going on. Now, the funny thing is, too, with, most of them, you think about it, they were maybe a year old when MySpace took off. And keep in mind, Facebook came afterwards, and then Twitter and so forth. So, even though they say they're the experts and they know it all, keep in mind it wasn't invented by them. I mean, you think about it, high school class of 2020, most of them were born, 2002, 2001? SpongeBob SquarePants is older than them. SpongeBob. Which, that seems pretty scary. Take it even one step further. Oh, God. The class of 2020 for high school, they were only, three years old when YouTube was launched? And look how many of them are YouTube experts. They're even younger than the iPod. Well, some of them are. A majority of them are. Now, the college ones are, because the iPod was launched, 2001. So some of the college ones were maybe about 4 or 5. But a lot of your high school grads, technically they weren't even born yet. Which is kind of weird. You think about it. The iPod, invented in 2001. The podcast have been around a lot longer than that. But you didn't know that. Well, of course, podcast, the original name was called, I think, Netcast. And, of course, the other thing, the high school class of 2020, 9/11 is basically a historical event that they didn't live through. Now, of course, the college class, they did, but a lot of them are too young to even realize about 9/11 and the impact that it had on a lot of us. Now, I do feel bad for a lot of these kids, even the ones in college, I still call them kids, because they don't get to experience the graduation. But I just want to give them a little bit of advice. Number one, don't forget where you came from. Always remember where you came from. I know a lot of people that have graduated from high school or even college, and have, I guess you could say, got stardom or whatever you want to call it. And basically just forget about where they came from. It's like they don't even come back and support their own community where they grew up at. Now, granted, there are some, but there are some that don't as well. So don't forget where you came from. And number two, something I've always told kids, even back in middle school and elementary school, don't make enemies. Be nice to everybody. You never know, especially now that you're graduating high school, you're graduating college, you're going into the work world. Now, I know some of you were working since you were 16, but now you're actually going into the real work world. And you never know, that person that you were picking on back in high school, middle school, elementary school, or the ones that you were very mean to, didn't want to talk to at all, they may be your boss. They may be the CEO of the company you're going to work for. And I guarantee you, they're going to remember how you were treating them. So always be friendly with everybody. And on that note as well, never burn bridges. A lot of you are going to work at several different places. Hopefully some of you won't. But if you do, and even with wherever you're working at, even with clients, if you have clients, don't burn bridges. If you leave, always leave on a good note. Because 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, whatever, you may run into that company again, or that person that worked at that company, that owned that company. You may need their help. Or you may be working together. You never know. So don't burn bridges. Always, always stay in good contact with everybody. I learned that the hard way too. When I was younger, there are some places I left. And I mean, I went off on the person that owned the company, the one place I was working at. And doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. And ever since then, I've always said, no, that's not the case. I'm not in the Marine Corps anymore. I shouldn't be yelling at people. Of course, nobody should be yelling at me. And I later on, about 5 years later, I saw that person and I apologized. And we've done some work together since then. So don't burn bridges. Now, I know some of you, especially your high school grads, Some of you are heading off to college. Some of you are headed to the military. Some of you are just going right into the workforce. You know, you're going to start working right away. Some of you are going to trade school. Now, one of the things I want to remind you all of, especially those that are going into the military for, you know, boot camp, do as you're told. You know, don't argue with your drill instructor. That's the last thing you want to do. Don't argue with anybody. Just do as you're told. And first of all, you know, stick with it. Graduate, you know, do your term, and hopefully you'll make a career out of it. I kick myself in the tail every time for not making a career out of it. But those of you going into the military, guys, especially after you graduate boot camp, you have my respect. I want to thank you because I believe everybody should do that. If you have the ability to go into the military, I believe you should. Now, for those of you going off to trade school, again, thank you because, God, we know, well, everybody knows we're hurt for trades. You know, we need more electricians. We need more people in HVAC. We need more people, you know, doing construction. It's a hurting trade. You know, throughout school, I'm sure all of you were told to, you know, computers is the way to go. Get into the computer field. Yeah, all that stuff. I was in the computer field for a long time. And let me tell you, it's not as glamorous as you may think. I remember, God, not getting home till 3 o'clock in the morning because, you know, a law firm, all their computers had a virus, and we had to make sure that we were there and get it all fixed. It's actually a cutthroat business, but it's a very, how can I say this? It's not very rewarding. There's a lot expected of you, and it can be very stressful, and I mean very stressful. And granted, almost any job can be stressful, which is another point I want to make. And something I was always taught by my father. He said, if you're working and your job is not fun anymore, if it's causing too much stress, it's time to find a new job. Stress can cause heart attacks. We all know that. And your life is more valuable than any job. Just remember that. Another thing, of course, those of you going off to college, hopefully you all will go through and graduate. I know that's unlikely. I believe the numbers are still higher for those that go into college and end up quitting like within their first 2 years. But hopefully you're going into college for the right reason. And what I mean by that is a lot of people are told to follow a certain career path because you're going to make a lot of money. And that's the wrong thing to do. You want to go on a career path that you know in your heart is something you're going to want to do. And hopefully you talked to people in that career path that have been there or are there now, because those are the ones to talk to. You want to talk to people that are actually doing it or have done it, because the people that have it don't know what it's like. In all honesty, they do not know what it's like. So hopefully you all finish, you graduate, and you go on and you have a great career. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is volunteering. No matter what, even as you get older, like my age, keep volunteering. Unfortunately, in high school, a majority of you were, you know, did community service, but it was all for the school. You didn't really get a chance to get out there into the real community and do some things, you know, whether it's cooking for the homeless, building beds for, you know, kids that have new beds, you know, whether it's going to a nursing home and helping the elderly, whatever it is, you know, get out there and volunteer. Do stuff in the community, do stuff wherever you're at. It's very important because I believe that if you do that, you're going to learn a lot more than you will in college or in high school. When you can actually go out and make a difference in somebody's life, that's the biggest reward you'll ever get. Trust me on that. You can have somebody give you $1 million, but when you change somebody's life for the better, that's priceless. And do me a favor, contact me. Whether you go to college, whether you go to the military or whatever, and call me. Let's get you on the podcast. Let's talk about how everything's going. I think that's something that your fellow classmates and the classmates below you would love to hear. Like I said, you guys are, I guess you could say, a unique class because of what's going on. And in closing, I want to let all my Leos know that are graduating this year, go at it full force. The world is yours. And I've talked to you privately on some things, and I wish you all the best. I love you guys. So just grab the bull by the horns, I guess you could say. And to my two unofficially adopted daughters, Kira and Catalina, I love you guys. Same thing, the world is yours. Just go grab it. But remember also that if you guys need anything, I'm always here. You can always call me. And to my daughter, Grace. God, I never thought I would see this day come, but and I know I'm going to be a mess when it comes that day for graduation, and I watch you go on the stage and get your diploma. But I want to let you know that I'm very, very, very proud of you. You actually did something that I didn't do, and you knew that I never graduated. I actually quit my senior year. And went into the Marine Corps. I did get my GED, but I am very, very proud of you. And I love you, and I'm always here for you. So to the class of 2020, the world is yours. Go grab it. Congratulations. And again, contact me. Let's talk about your first year, your second year, whatever. And always, always stay involved in your community. I'd like to remind everybody, if you would like to support Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, just buy me a coffee. That's right. Just buy me a coffee. Go to buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. That's HarcoLiving. Harco Living. buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. And you can either become a monthly member or an annual member. Or just one time, buy me coffee one time. You buy me one coffee, you can buy me three coffees, you can buy me five coffees, whatever you wish. The most expensive for the year, $50. That's it. I think the cheapest coffee is like $3. So again, it's buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. Please show your support for this podcast so I can keep it going. Also, if there's anything in particular, anybody in particular you would like to hear on this podcast, just contact me. Email podcast@HarfordCountyLiving.com, and I will do my best to go ahead and either get that person on or talk about it. And if you would like to be a guest on Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, do the same. Just email me at podcast@HarfordCountyLiving.com. Again, congratulations to the class of 2020. And I'm sure there are a few people that I didn't mention, so hopefully I get them all this time. But congratulations to my Leos, the seniors this year, Rose Madeira, Haley Jett, Kyle Beck, Grace Bennett. And I hope that's it. I think I got them all. Also, Kira Castillo and Catalina Housley, Ryan Bates, Christian Walker, and I know there are more. And if I didn't mention your name, please forgive me. But to everybody in the class of 2020, congratulations. Go way out there and grab the world and go for it.